All right, my name is Marie Gonzalez. I am 19 years old. My family and I are currently facing deportation. In 15 days, my family and I will be taking what's called voluntary departure to leave the country. So we decided to do this podcast just to kind of show people a little more of what my life will be like in these next 15 days, kind of to help people relate a little more to everything that I'm going through. My family and I, basically the last couple weeks, have more or less been sorting through all our things and getting rid of the things that we really can't take back. Today, actually, I officially took down everything in my room. Most of the things that I'm going to take back are actually packed up in a box right now. And it's really difficult for me to actually walk into my room because of the fact that it's not even my room anymore. But, well, when I walk into my room, what I really noticed is that my stuffed animals are gone. Like, I have, I don't know, quite a few that I've collected over the last 14 years that I've been in the U.S. I've managed to keep them all and name them all, and so they're all very, I guess, important in my past. And so, you know, it's kind of crazy that a 19-year-old girl still has her stuffed animals, but, you know, now that they're not sitting there, it's very... kind of, I guess, lonely in the room. And then the other thing that I really noticed is that my CDs are gone, my movies are gone, and then the other big thing that's missing in my room are my pictures. I have a full wall of just picture frames up, you know, and different kind of designs, I guess you'd say. But, you know, now they're gone, and so the only thing that's left are, you know, the nails that they used to hang on. And also on my mirror, I used to have pictures all around it, just kind of decorating the frame, and those are gone as well. So it's just like this big, huge open area in my room that just, you can tell something used to be there and it's missing. So that's kind of what makes it so difficult to just kind of be in there. The only thing that's left is are the things in my closet, just my TV, my bed, everything else as far as my CDs, my other electronics, everything's put away. And then my family is doing well, but it was really hard for them this weekend. And the fact that we bought the tickets on Saturday, there was a whole complication of things. We were supposed to have bought the tickets like a month ago, and for some reason they didn't get bought. And, you know, there was this whole mess of things, but we got it taken care of. But it was that whole, you know, final aspect to it that, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we have the tickets now. But, you know, nothing, you know, really left besides, you know, getting some kind of help. But, you know, the reality is that we have those tickets for the 5th, and, you know, that's that. So it was really hard just to kind of see that. And for them, it was really hard today, you know, just watching me take down my room and then, you know, taking down stuff downstairs around the house. You know, it's so hard to just for them to even walk by my room as well, or to see my reaction when I walk in my room. And, I mean, they're really having a hard time with it because they would have not, I mean, if they had an option, they wouldn't put me in the situation. But, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is. And so, you know, we're all a strong support for each other. And when one of us has a down day, there's the other two that hold the other person up. So I know we'll get through this. It's kind of hard because, you know, while I'm still trying to hang out with friends and, you know, try to semi-live a normal life because, you know, I have to see my friends in these next 15 days, otherwise I'm not going to get to, right? So it's just really difficult to even, you know, balance both things. My cell phone's constantly ringing. But, I mean, I have to do it. So this weekend I actually got to see a few friends that were actually in from out of town, and it's so hard dealing with them sometimes because, you know, people don't really want to address the issue. Like, it's like the big elephant in the room that no one wants to really point out. But, I mean, I prefer to talk about it, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get them to really open up about it because, you know, that helps me in all aspects, you know, because it's going to be a moving on point from there. They often don't know what to say. I'm the one that usually brings it up because, you know, I don't want them to feel awkward about it. It's an issue that I'm facing, you know, and I'd rather they, you know, even try. That's all I ask of them, is just to try to even address it. I don't know. I'm really hoping that they really realize what's going on, and that people start opening up about it, and that we not just keep it. But it's really hard, I think, for my friends to really just kind of take it all in and realize what's really happening, because people are still trying to keep the positive outlook on things, that that something's going to happen, and I'm hopeful that something's going to happen. But the reality of things are is we have our plane tickets bought for July the 5th at 2:30. So unless something happens before then, that's the only certainty we have. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate your time, just listening to what's going on in my life. And I'm hoping I can give you more of a little insight as to, how truly difficult the situation is. And you'd also like to read a little more about what's going on in my life. There's a website set up. If you go to www.fairimmigration.org/wearemarie, then you can read a little more. I have an online diary there. You can check that out and know that I'll be doing this every day, so you can come visit and check out what's going on in my life. And I really appreciate that, and spread the word. Thanks so much for stopping by.